it's a good thing that the heart is broken. One needs to break the heart of the ego in order to release the soul. And so the state that you're in is a state in which you're feeling the presence of the soul, and that's what's bringing the tears. They're purifying, and they are releasing all of the sadness of traumas that created a sense of brokenness. And what's being revealed is that indeed you were never broken. You were broken open, but not broken. And now that you are more open to the true feelings of your being, you will discover that there is an innate yearning for the ultimate truth of who you are.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that is love, divine love of God. And God will send grace to heal any sense of brokenness and to enable you to realize your freedom from all of the attachments that caused the conditions that made those tears needing to be shed, and all of the identification with the fictional character can be released, so that your real self can be fully present in all of the glory of God consciousness. So that's the transition that's happening. It's very beautiful.
What's what I'm after? Mm-hmm.
It's after you. It brought you here. So have faith, trust, and stay in remembrance. Take refuge with the Lord, and you will feel that presence becoming ever more powerful, and then bringing you fully into your heart, and into that level of the heart that was never broken, and that is filled with the power of transmitting healing love to all beings, and bringing light into the darkness. That's why you've come. And that's the mission that you will perform with great joy and great empowerment.
Indeed.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Shunya. I don't exactly know what my question is, but I'm feeling very restless, and I feel that also my heart is broken.
Good.
And I want to try to speak to it, because otherwise I'm just spinning over and over in my mind about it. And I feel like I hear everything that you're saying, but I'm not allowing myself to be taken in by it. Although I
it's funny the way you put that. Taken in usually means fooled by it, right? So your ego is rejecting the information. It wants to enjoy its broken heart. And it wants to not let go of what it's attached to, that the broken heart is signifying as a kind of karmic or ethical necessity that you're unwilling to go through, right? A cut is unwilling to be made. And so there's a lack of readiness to be fully present, which can only happen after the cut. You can only know yourself after you have let go of all your attachments. So the broken heart is the recognition of that purification is needed, and at the same time, the unwillingness to go through it. That's the common garden variety problem of every ego. The good news is you're not the ego. All you need to do is observe that the ego is in this tragic state. This is the condition, the human condition. That's both a tragedy and a comedy. Once you observe it for what it really is, it becomes more comic. But to the ego, no, this is sad. This is misery. This is agony, right? But if you observe it without identifying and recognize that part of what you're holding on to and the reason you're unwilling to let go is that you're loyal to a kind of love that you feel. And because you're a being of love, you can't let that love die. But if you will observe that love from the ego, the soul perspective, instead of the ego perspective, you will see that that love is a finite love, a love of one, a love of a dyadic relation, a love of an ego with a partner, or a love of a situation in which there is a more of a sense of approval and soothing and of a positive self-image that you can't give yourself, and you don't want to let go of the source of whatever makes you feel goodness that you can't feel within your own egoic identity structure, right? So if you recognize that that goodness that you've projected into another is actually your own goodness that you just haven't been willing to own, and it's your lack of love for yourself that causes you to need to be loyal to another who holds that part of yourself because you projected it there, and reclaim it, then your love can become unconditional and total and function in absolute freedom without any ethical necessity of doing anything or of considering that this is some moment of loss or moment of some irreparable withering away of one's hope, one's sense of accepting oneself as a good being who deserves happiness. And so as long as that kind of a narrative is going on in the subconscious, then the brokenhearted condition and the condition of emotional paralysis because of the conflicted will that doesn't want to know its true self is going to plague you. And the suffering will reach a point of a massive, overwhelming nature that there will have to be a cut from it. And it can either be a descent into the death drive or into a karmic choice that will lead you to be no longer who you are now, but a different person. Because you see, the ego in every commitment to a relationship takes on the baggage of the other with whom they have made that commitment. And the ego is now a kind of a motorcycle with a sidecar, instead of just having a cycle. And now this double identity has to deal with an entirely different panorama of projections and dream fields that in order to mesh together will require you to adapt to the identity being projected into you from that being, and to let go of your sense of who you are at this moment, right? So there's a resistance against that as well. And you have to see both resistances. A resistance to letting go, but also a resistance to moving forward in the other direction, right? You're in a deadlock. And that deadlock, I would say, is actually a gift of grace from God. Because you shouldn't make a move in either direction, but accept the situation you're in until that deadlock opens through a revelation of the call of your heart from that place of your real self that will emerge if you stay with it in pure awareness and not try to do something about your situation, but just fully realize that it is connected to everything and everyone in the universe. It's not just Hanuman's personal issue. It's an issue of cosmic scope, because you are a being of cosmic scope. And as soon as the shift is made, it will echo throughout the morphogenic field as a new power that will have emerged from your heart that is now available for the collectivity. So there's something going on that has a greatness of intention far beyond what the ego can understand. Be with the mystery.